The Masters Golf Tournament is beginning today in Augusta, Georgia. Phil Mickelson will be defending golf's first major title, which he won so dramatically last year. Commentator John Feinstein is in Augusta and joins us now. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Steve.
So the world's four best golfers, so-called, are all playing very well coming into this tournament.
Well, they absolutely are. Phil Mickelson just won last week in Atlanta. He's won three times already this year. Tiger Woods has won twice this year. Vijay Singh won once and almost won two other times. And Ernie Els has won overseas. So this is everybody is anticipating a great shootout here in Augusta on the weekend between these four. As you mentioned, Mickelson defending the title when he won his first major a year ago so dramatically, birdieing five of the last seven holes to catch Ernie Els. And Tiger Woods now has gone 10 straight majors without a victory, which for him is a slump, given that prior to that he'd won 7 of 11. So it will be fascinating to watch these guys go at each other.
Is it more comfortable for Tiger Woods, do you think, to be, well, at least not the overwhelming favorite going into a tournament like this?
Most athletes, I would answer that question and say yes. But Tiger likes to dominate. He likes to feel as if people are intimidated by him. That's been one of his great strengths as a player. And I think he would like to get back to the point where it's him against the field when people line up a major championship. And right now, that's not the case.
Now, there's one other player who used to be the player that everyone watched at the Masters, and certainly many people will still look for his name on the leaderboard, Jack Nicklaus, 65 years old.
Yeah, this is a very bittersweet week for Jack Nicklaus. He has hinted this might be his last Masters. He first played here in 1959. He's won it six times. But, you know, he lost a grandson back in January, 17-month-old little boy who was killed in a terrible pool accident. His whole family is here, all five of his children, his wife, to give him support. It will be very emotional for him playing here. He will be the crowd favorite anytime he hits a golf ball. And he spoke very emotionally about what it's like for him to be here in the aftermath of this tragedy.
And what did he say?
That his family wanted him to be here. He had initially said he wasn't going to play here, but then he said his son Steve, whose child was killed, wanted him to play here because this is the place they all love best. This is a very important place to the Nicklaus family.
John, one other thing, you're having an opportunity this week that many, many golfers never get the chance to do. You're actually walking around at Augusta National. Can you just explain what it's like to be there and what the feeling is at this very special golf tournament?
You know, first of all, it's not just the golf course, it's the entire city of Augusta. They closed the schools here during Masters Week. That's how big a deal this is. Everything in town is about the Masters. The local baseball team here is called the Augusta Green Jackets. And when you step onto that golf course, which we've all seen on television so many times, and realize that how much people want to be there, from the players to the fans to everyone else, it's really unique. Because this is the only major championship in golf where you come back to the same venue every year, and people plan their calendars around it. And it's a gorgeous place, stunningly aesthetic, and it's also a great golf course, particularly that back nine.
How's the weather?
They're expecting some rain today, and we've had problems with weather here the last couple of years, but then the weekend is supposed to be perfect, exactly what you would want for a Master Saturday and Sunday.
Okay, we'll be watching and listening. John, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.
The comments of John Feinstein. His latest book is Last Shot, A Final Four Mystery. He spoke to us from member station WACG.